T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say? Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great build-up and then nothing.
Keith is a nice guy.
Keith's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yes.
Exactly.
We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Earl Duncan Hyman.
Pizza special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza. It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that that we eat?
Did that
Dale,
as well.
Did you know Keith would love to be a stand-up comedian, but he actually prefers sitting?
Oh, Shime. Yeah. You could open for me with that. That's good stuff.
That is a good idea.
Here we go. It is a Friday at
you
noon.
You gave Shime
30.
A shout-out for that lame-ass line that he dropped on you this week.
Dale, sometimes it's so bad
it's good. That was definitely it.
The sit-down comedian joke. It's funny because it's a stand-up comedian. It doesn't make any sense at all. It was a busy week here on the program, Dale. Monday, we were down in Rhode Island for a big golf tournament. And who did we have join us? Well, none other than the great Lenny Clark.
We have the same hairdresser.
That's right. Lenny Clark joins us.
Yeah, you know, I hate to toot your horn, but you've done every... You're the only guy in this town that's done every single professional sport. I was in Smilf. Single mother, I'd like to... See how good
yeah,
I am
well, I know.
You.
Well done. Yeah, it's self-editing.
And that got canceled for some sexual improprieties.
Well,
nothing
well,
to do with me.
No, I mean, it's not your fault.
No. And they wanted me to Rosie O'Donnell. And I love Rosie, but
sure.
I said, I don't know if that good an actor. You know,
you got to put your foot down on that one. He said, listen, that
I got to make my insurance. Oh, I want my sack out. I want my sack out. That sack out, you're going to make like 30 grand to get insurance.
He was good. He always is good, Dale.
He did say
good
that
to talk to him.
They wanted him to.
They wanted him to make love to
Rosie O'Donnell.
O'Donnell,
and he said he's not that good an actor.
Oh, come on.
Well, who is?
No, that's true. He's not going to do it. One of our hockey callers, Mark, called in, and he wanted to break down, I guess, what he does all day.
So my normal day, my alarm goes off at 4:30.
Okay.
I usually hit the snooze button one or two times.
Sure.
And then I finally get up.
Right.
This morning, my alarm went off at 4:30.
Okay.
I popped right out of freaking bed. The adrenaline was already going. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm already biting my fingernails.
Uh-huh.
I cannot wait for this puck to drop tonight. And I will be having my first alcoholic beverage in approximately an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh,
now.
I am. So he then called
he
in today.
He probably hasn't stopped yet.
He called in today and basically said, he was so hot today.
Oh.
He said if the Blues make it to the playoffs next year, he'll kill himself. That's a lot on the line. That is the most on the
you
line.
You may have read more into it than he actually meant. But
what did he say? Rossi, what did he say?
First, he said he would make us supper.
Nope, he said that.
Which
second.
Seemed better to me.
He said that second.
And then he said, if they make it, I don't think he used the word kill. I think he said he would cease to exist.
I think he said that. No, he said he'd kill himself. That's what he said.
And by the way,
and I listened
you
to
were
him.
All for it.
Well, no, I wasn't.
But, you sounded
but
like
listen,
you were.
But listen, you can't just make these bold proclamations and then have them mean nothing. And he walked it back immediately. He's like, oh, I'll come there and I'll make you supper. Like, we're on 10 to 2. Yeah, stick around until supper time? I'm out of here, too. So you thought losing the cup was bad.
Yeah,
something even worse.
Did.
Something worse happened to me this week.
Oh. I just touched the microphone in my mouth. That's not good. Oh, that's I feel awful now.
No.
Oh, that couldn't have been
let's
worse.
Let's think about who's been sitting over there, shall we?
Oh, why'd I do that?
You just kissed Mutt.
Oh. Mutt and Christian Fourier right there.
I'm going to throw up. That is awful. Who cares what the weather is? I'm Rich Keefe. That's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
People here have mocked me.
Yeah, oh,
because,
who has?
Because what I do is,
yeah,
in my desk drawer,
uh-huh.
I have this thing.
Which is unlocked, by the way. Which, you can get in there anytime you want.
As we've barely learned.
What is this thing?
So this is a windscreen, which
yeah.
covers the microphone.
A mic condom.
They're on...
That's what they call
really?
It.
Really? Can
mic...
we drop that?
Yeah, we did. We dropped
so,
that.
So anyway, all of these microphones have these mic condoms over them.
Thank you.
And I bring my own in because I don't want to think about who's been sitting here talking... an inch away from this.
I think it's one thing most people wouldn't understand is just how dirty that they are. They're absolutely disgusting because people talk really close into them. They spit into them. Even if they don't realize they're spitting into them, they're disgusting.
And your mouth was against that one.
And I feel awful now. I feel absolutely terrible. So every hour, we are fortunate enough to have different sponsors, right? So Dale or I, you'll probably hear us. We read sponsor reads. And I was working so hard the other day. I was so busy. I was running around. I was flying around here, picking up stuff back in the office, that this was a great opportunity for our very own Jason Rossi to do the one-line promo sponsor.
The first hour of Dale and Keefe is brought to you by FW Wedb Companies.
Wedb?
Did you get any of that? With this poor company spending nice money here at the station.
And we appreciate them.
And he gives
you... The first hour of Dale and Keefe is brought to you by FW Wedb Companies.
Wedb Company.
Wed companies. And then he made it plural for some reason.
There were several of them.
Have you not seen the trucks everywhere? It's FW Wedb Company. FW Wedb. What was that again?
Is brought to you by FW Wedb Companies.
He was shook.
He got so nervous. And then went, no, there's a B.
No. Yeah, you can't go back. It's live. It's live radio. You still feeling the heat?
You okay? Yeah.
Ross, you still feeling the heat?
I am definitely feeling the heat. I will say, the part that...
What was you saying?
By FW Wedb Companies. That slight stutter is I see Keith flying by the studio. And
I thought I had enough time. I didn't have enough time.
You were working real hard. And I turned my head.
I left something very important behind. And then I caught it. I caught it like on my way in. And then I was like, wait a minute. So then we responded.
Brought to you by FW Wedb Companies.
We
want to thank
somebody.
FW Wedb and...
just try it again.
Okay, now you butchered.
I don't have the thing in front of me. I just looked down real quickly.
You know who I think should do it is Shime. I think Shime should do all of the trending reads and all the sponsors.
And on the days when he's not working, just bring him in to do that.
Just record
on him,
and then we'll play him. We'll play him on tape.
FW Wedb Companies. That's who this hour is brought to you by.
No.
Who is it brought
to you by? It's plural? Is it plural?
On this little thing I have here in front of me, it is, but I don't know what the actual sheet says.
No, he lied about that. He lied.
Made it
he
up.
Absolutely lied.
That
about
is not
that.
True. Our commercial log has these highlighted things that tell you.
I was looking at the thing in the other room.
Yeah, you have the actual printed out sheet.
Yeah, correct.
This is totally fourth wall breaking here, but basically brought to you by FW Wedb Companies.
Well done. Well done, Rossi.
I've gotten a lot of messages, people encouraging
me. That's one of my favorite things.
He's gotten several offers now for companies that want him to read their commercials on the air.
Believe it or not, that wasn't even my favorite Rossi moment from the week.
Oh.
I think this one I might have enjoyed even more.
What if you do like a con? Like
Bobby's done it twice now, hasn't he?
I know, but...
All right, so by the way, we're talking about...
Fan Banner Captain.
Fan Banner Captain and Game 7. So we're talking about... But they haven't played Game 7 yet, so we're talking about Fan Banner Captain and Game 7. Obviously, the importance.
What if you do like a con... Like
Bobby's
a
done it twice now, hasn't he?
Yeah, I know, but...
You can't bring... I mean...
You could, but...
This is like, it, boys. Yeah. Like, this
you
is,
could bring
this
him every
did you just say, this is it, boys?
Yeah, like, there's no holding back.
This is it. Come on, boys. Let's go, boys.
I don't...
This is it, boys. Come on, boys.
Rehearsing
that's your
speech.
Hockey stuff.
Yes, I'm going to be part
gonna
of
do.
The locker room.
That'd be the one thing I would tell Doug Vaughn to add in. Say boys more. Less ranch
How about
hand stuff, more boys. No, boys. Come on, boys.
Boys is okay?
Come on, boys. Oh, come on, boys. Here we go, boys. He wasn't even trying to be funny, Dale. He was getting so worked up, and he was like, guys, this is it, boys.
I'm willing to say that it might have helped. It couldn't have hurt.
It definitely couldn't
should've
have hurt.
Should have trotted him out there.
No. I'm telling you, I should have called Tom Brady and said, this is it, boys, and he would have got his butt to the garden.
Right.
He was a big reason.
You could have gotten everybody fired up, and before you did that...
Is brought to you by FW Wedb Companies.
Wedb Companies.
Wedb Companies. Oh, man. This is actually a really Rossi-heavy weekend review, because here's Dale talking about Rossi's betting habits.
$10,000 to win $33,000. Think about it.
Great.
I still I like low number bets, high percentage like winning
know,
a ton.
But that,
they're out there.
No,
like if I were to put like money
not in this
right
series,
now,
there isn't.
Well, what if I said like, Danton Heinen is going to win Conn Smythe. He scores 18 goals tomorrow. That's what I'm looking
You'll
for.
You'll get a huge number. You know what? If you hit it, you're going to get a gigantic return on your investment.
Oh my
you
God.
You would be an idiot, but you could try.
You could give it a go,
or you could save yourself some time and light a match to your money.
You could.
Did you make that bet? Did you bet on Danton Heinen?
Did you take a swing at Heinen?
I actually looked into it. You couldn't even bet.
No, he's called Danton the field.
Heinen.
That'd be the field is what he was. Well, we had a gentleman earlier today saying we're dumb for not yelling about Cassidy and how Heinen should have been on the first line.
Should have been on the first line. That would have turned everything around.
One of the worst calls we've ever received.
That was a terrible call. We learned something about Dale this week as well, about how he prepares for the games.
Game 7 tonight.
Are you ready
tonight?
To go, Dale?
Oh, God,
are you ready?
Please.
You amped yet?
We were just
are you
talking.
Fired up
we
yet?
Were just talking. Andrew says, you going over? I said, yes, as soon as I get off the air. Yeah. I'm going to the Garden. Well, first I have to go
Andrew?
To the fours. I have a pregame.
Oh, wow, look at you.
No,
what has he got going on now?
Like
you got
that.
A book signing?
No, I now have this. It's worked in the playoffs, so I can't change it. I go have a bowl of chowder.
The Lucky Chowder, Dale.
Didn't work.
Didn't work. You had it, though, right?
I had the bowl of Lucky Chowder. It didn't work.
Unbelievable.
So you can't blame me.
Nope, you tried. You did everything that you could.
I had my man.
No, that's that's true. Let's go back to Rossi for a moment, shall we? this
Let's
is
go
good
back
stuff.
To Rossi.
Rossi, we finally figured out what he was. I used to think he was positive Rossi. No. He's troll Rossi.
I think the Avengers would have failed if they had Rossi giving them this speech.
I agree.
But the movie would have been better.
Oh, you are such an idiot. He has troll takes now. Rossi's turned into a troll. He's an internet troll.
He also, this was after the game, immediately after the Stanley Cup final, it's game 7. We're ranking it as one of the top 5 most disappointing losses in Boston sports history. And Rossi says, hell of a season. Thank you, Boston Bruins.
Oh.
In the immediate aftermath, the Blues are skating around with a cup, and he takes time on his stupid Twitter account to thank the Boston Bruins.
If you follow Rossi on Twitter, unfollow him now.
Unbelievable.
We demand that you just unfollow him after that.
Get out of there. There's no
that
reason for you to
be following.
Hot
sports take.
No reason for you. And lastly, let's check in with OMF. What I like to do is from time to time, just jump into OMF, see what they're talking about, and see if it's something that would interest me.
You're telling me that you were at a beach where a dead body washed ashore?
Yes.
Huh?
And there you go. There's OMF
this week.
What do you mean?
Wait.
That's it.
Did he like push it aside so he could get into the water? What did he do?
It makes you want to tune in at 2, doesn't it?
Are they going to go back to this story, I hope?
I hope so.
So he was on a beach.
That's right.
Where a dead body washed up.
Correct.
You're telling me that you were at a beach where a dead body washed ashore?
Yes.
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 It's like Kawhi Leonard answering the question.
Now, you almost wonder if he was responsible for it. Well, you can't really tell with the way he kind of answered that.
And did it delay his drink with the pina colada?
Was she
unable to get the pina colada to his
Now, if
his
you were at the beach,
as quickly?
If you were at the beach, say you were on like a nice vacation.
Okay.
And it's like noon, right? Okay. So you've been drinking a little bit. You haven't had your big lunch yet. All of a sudden, a dead body washes afloat.
I'm finding another beach.
Would it ruin your day?
Yes.
Okay.
It wouldn't ruin yours?
I think I would move. I would move down the beach a ways. I don't know.
I'd move to another state.
I'm not saying you knew the person. It's not the person you were there with. It's just somebody. Stuff happens. It could have been a pirate. What if it was a pirate?
You went into a 2-day funk by touching the microphone screen.
I'm still not over that. I'm still not over that. But that's more personal to me than if a
stranger. Push the dead body aside and wade back into the water?
What if it was a pirate?
Oh, that'd be
the
so
first
cool.
thing you need to do. You know what the first thing you need to do is, right?
Kick his ass.
Nope.
Oh.
Check for money.
Oh, Rossi. Oh. He's looting troll Rossi.
He's going to do up on
he's
Everest.
Looting. That's what he said.
When he runs across the dead body, on Everest.
He's just picking pockets.
You just got to take a look.
That's a shame. That really is a shame.
Because that money that was going to go to his wife and kids and help them, you know, pay for the college education. Yeah. Rossi's wanting to buy another batch of food at the smoke shop.
Right. It's going down there.
Just check it out. You never know. It could be some money in there that either you're going to take
be
or somebody else's.
Soaking wet, though. So what you'd have to look for is like.
I don't think it'd be
like
soaking
booty.
Wet. It'd be frozen solid, wouldn't it?
Oh, I'm talking about the ocean again.
Oh,
I'm talking about the pirate.
Oh, we're back.
I'm back.
Well,
either
on that.
Place, though.
He might be
see...
riddled with like gems, like
could,
jewels.
Especially if it's a pirate.
Yeah, they might have rubies.
I don't know what those go on
they
the open market.
Head to toe rubies.
That could be part of my get rich quick scheme.
It could be. That's not bad.
Six
but just hey, another reason though to tune in every day 2 to 6.
You're telling me that you were at a beach where a dead body washed ashore?
Yes.
So matter of fact.
Yeah. Pretty good.
617-779-7937. We get right back to your calls, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Oh.
And they wanted me to Rosie O'Donnell.
You just kissed Mutt. FW Ed Companies.
This is it. Come on, boys. Let's go, boys.
Danton Heinen.
Earl Duncan Hyman
is going to win Conn Smythe. FW Ed Companies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.